Once again, it's time for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions in downtown Madison and Milbank, South Dakota. And hi, John, and that doesn't look like Teresa sitting next to
you. No, we got Brittany here again today.
All right, 2 weeks in a row, Brittany.
2 weeks.
Got to be good. Making a radio star out of you, Brittany.
You bet.
John, how's the Milbank store going?
Going well. Yeah.
For those that don't know, Rural Solutions has opened up another store, and it's been in Milbank now for about a month or so?
Yeah, about a month. Okay. We haven't had our official grand opening ribbon cutting ceremony yet. I think we're going to probably be waiting until it's consistently nice for a week or something, okay. And then we'll probably plan that.
Okay, good. And it'll be free food there, I'm sure, huh?
Oh, I'm sure. Right next door to a grocery store and a restaurant. So I think there's going to be food. I don't know how free it is.
All right, good. Can't wait. Let us know when that happens.
We'll do.
All right. Brittany, what are we going to talk about today? What's the subject matter?
I think we're going to talk about websites today. At Rural Solutions, we've really been diving into WordPress, and that is a new program that we've been using to build our websites. It's very user-friendly for us, as well as for the customers who purchase a web build, easy for them to edit or make changes as they please.
Okay, so websites, Rural Solutions builds websites, can build websites for anyone, businesses, groups.
You know, fun fact, that was our first thing that we did. You know, I remember when we were still, I was working in Morris at the experiment station up there, and I had a couple of buddies that we were thinking that, boy, websites are something that's going to be happening. So we started this little company called Rural Solutions, and we would manually build websites in nights and weekends and stuff for people. We'd use a text editor, and we learned HTML. That's the language. It was a programming language. And we were using browsers like Mosaic.
Wow, you're going way back.
Oh, yeah. I think there's that many people that remember Netscape. And we check and make sure they're compliant on both. And then Internet Explorer came along. And yeah, so that blast from the past. But things have evolved so much since then. And I'm really excited about the new technologies, and we can host them ourselves. Now, we used to pay to have them hosted on a data center. And that really made the margins hard to do and all these things. But now this new technology is really, really helping us.
Right. So if you're listening out there and you're a business owner or a charge of some group, a church, churches, array of things, Rural Solutions can, you say, I think I need a new website, or I don't even have a website. Rural Solutions, you can give them a call, and Brittany can work with you, right?
Definitely. We'll kind of get a feel as to what your purpose is for the website, if you want to just share information, if you want to, if it's something that's going to be static, it's going to stay the same most of the time, or if it's something that's going to change quite frequently, and we'll build it to meet your needs.
Okay. Well, what makes a good website, Brittany, would you say? John, go ahead. Brittany?
Well, the user who's going to look at it online has to find it visually appealing. So it can't be just chock full of a bunch of stuff. Your eyes have to, I guess, be at ease when they look at it.
Yep.
You want to know where to focus. Also, you want it to be easy to navigate. So if you're trying to find a specific piece of information, you don't want to have to go through 10 clicks to find that piece of information. You want it within maybe the first 3 clicks that you get there.
Okay. I know there's been studies done about how people view websites, right, John?
Yep.
And people, don't want to mess with click, 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 or I'm lost, and then they go away.
Yeah, it's 3 clicks and then gone.
Was that what the rule is?
A lot of times, that's kind of what I think is kind of the rule of thumb. And, and also slow loading. I think you probably have about 5 seconds, maybe 10 at the tops. If a person clicks on a site, let's say they do a Google search for web developers, West Central Minnesota or something, and they see our page come up and they click on it, and if it sits and spins, I bet it's not even 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh, forget that, go on to the next one.
I do that all the time.
Our attention span is just not that long.
Right.
And so, and another thing that I see is very important is if you see something that says, welcome to our page, and it talks about something that happened in 1999, It's like, oh, this is kind of outdated. It's called dusty. Time to do a little house cleanings. And, you know, I still come across pages like that from time to time. It's got old information on it. So the thing about WordPress is once Brittany builds a site, you can log in and make these daily changes, weekly, however you want, to keep it fresh. And that's a huge plus
for WordPress. Like if you're a restaurant or something or a supper club, you'd like people know what your menu is, which always changes, that kind of stuff, Brittany?
Right. Or like churches, if they want to post their weekly bulletin or, you know, something along that line. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like if you're a store and you are now getting a new item in stock, you know, you want to advertise that. You could easily post that and update that.
Yep, good. So, is there certain colors that people, has there been a study, like when they look at websites as far as colors or layouts or what would you say? I can just think in my head some websites I go to a lot because I like them. They're a good website. They're easy to navigate. They got great pictures. And I can think of some websites that this is not good. You know,
you limit your time on those. I'm not so sure about the colors. Okay. I know that you want it to be colors that go well together and that are easy to read. So, you know, if you have black words on a, or, you know, yellow words on a black background, that's going to be very hard to read.
I've seen a page like that before. Oh, man.
You know, so it has to be something that's easy to read. Yep. Easy on the eyes to look at.
As a business, what kind of information would you put on your website, on your homepage? Just basically a contact information, email, stuff like that?
I would say probably for sure like your tagline. You know, what are you known for? Like Real Solutions tagline is your local technology professionals. You know, let people know right away what they're going to get when they continue further into the page. You know, and maybe then another little hook up to why they should make another click on your page or scroll down. So really you want your best up there first.
John, she's good.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Excellent.
That's why she's talking and I'm not.
Good hire, John.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What kind of websites do you build for? Is it mostly businesses, churches?
Yeah.
Anything?
You know, it's in this area, there isn't like one niche. You know, a lot of technologies. You know, I've got friends that are that from college that are doing this one piece of technology. We kind of have to do it all. Same here. We have to kind of host for everybody. So that we don't have one thing that we do better than anything else. We are able to just go with what people's needs are and find a way to do it as effectively and as efficiently as we can.
And people have changed their habits about how to go about getting information. I know when I produce a commercial here, a lot of people said, you know what, I don't need my phone number up there. Let's just put my web page up there, or let's mention my web page. So, I do that when I look at my phone and I want to find a travel agent someplace. I'll just speak travel agent, and it comes up, and there's the website and all the information I need.
Another thing that I've seen more and more is integration between other social medias. Is that, would you agree with that?
Yes. You know, having those.
What do you mean?
Like being able to go from your website right to your Facebook page. So like KLQP, going from KLQP website right to KLQP Sports Facebook page, you know, and then maybe I want to share it on Twitter. So I'm going to, you know, just click that one little Twitter button and bam, it's on my Twitter account. Okay. You know, so sharing. And I mean, if you're a business, that's the best advertising you can get. It's free and people are interested in it. So their friends are probably interested in it. And
good.
Go
and you don't
have
to type the same thing into your Twitter, into your Facebook, into your website. You know, you can kind of copy and paste and away you go and everything's updated at once.
Eliminates error.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So if you're in charge of anything and you're listening, Rural Solutions is a place to go to build that website or redo your website. Always keep it fresh, right, Brittany?
Correct. Keep it current.
And beyond the building of it, I mean, there's a lot of background work on websites, too, that I just like to point out. Because first you have to have the domain. And I know there's a lot of places that we just manage their domain for them. They have their own website. Let's say
domain is
their name.
Okay.
And but they're not sure how to keep that thing so it's theirs, you know. So we just manage that part for them. And we've got other places that want us to host and everything. And then beyond a website, you know, you also want an email address or addresses for your employees that match your domain name. You know, I still, you know, and I think we've all been there where we get, you know, we have this fancy website and we see the email address is joecarman1814@google.com or something like that. It's not the professional thing as it would be for, you know,
KPF.
Yeah, KPF. Yeah. And so those are the other things we do with our hosting and all the other things. So we kind of do it all for that.
All right. Great show. Great topic, Brittany and John. That's super. Well, if people want to get a hold of you and talk to you about a website, redoing their website or building a new one, how can they do that?
Well, they can stop in at our Madison location. We're in Main Street, Madison, right across from United Prairie Bank. And they can give us a call in Madison at 320-698-4747.
Or if you're in the Milbank area, you can always contact us. We're out on East Highway 12, out there by Runnings and Barons and all that. And our phone number in Milbank is 605-438-4747.
Or you can always email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right.
Hey, that's my line. Well done.
I like when John has to look at his phone. He's got to put his glasses on, Brittany. That's a sign of something there.
Yeah.
Great show.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Good job with the website. So get a hold of Rural Solutions there here in Madison if you want a website.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Brittany Haugen and John Witte with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.